and Konye Mwalilu, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you are about to share your love of Nigerian cuisine in a very special event. When did your passion for cooking begin?
I would say I first had a passion for just eating the food. That's where it all started. And then my interest in cooking really grew as I left home. You know, I went away for college. I was away from home, away from that home cooking, in a different environment where there was a community of Nigerian people, so I could still access the food, but to have it generate in my home kind of sparked that interest of wanting to be more self-sufficient in that space. So there were a lot of phone calls back home to my mom. Oh, mommy, remind me how to do this. Remind me which spice I should use and that kind of thing.
So you grew up with Nigerian cooking and then you embraced it for your love of eating.
Yes, my appreciation for it definitely grew as I left home.
In just a nutshell, what's the essence of African cooking?
Spices are a huge factor. Without spice, without a range of flavor, you don't really get the best experience in much of African food, especially in Nigerian food.
So that's something that you have learned to embrace, even if you're not strictly cooking African?
For sure, for sure.
Is this the first time you've taken your own culinary passions into the limelight with something like this in Konye?
Yes, it's my first time. I've done a couple private events in my home, more intimate, but this is the first time that I'm taking it out and wanting to kind of share it with a wider group.
Are you nervous?
I'm very nervous.
But you're going to get through it. It seems like you've got a self-assurance based on your knowledge and passion for cooking.
Yes, it's something that once you share the food with people within your community, obviously they're familiar with the food. Once you go on and share it with people that are not accustomed to the food and you see the excitement, you see how they enjoy it, it only kind of validates or affirms that, okay, this is something that more people would enjoy if only I could get that platform on which to share it with them. And that's what I have now.
That's fantastic. And also having Joseph Dequise as the platform for this event, how did that come about?
It came about through an introduction by a friend. That simple.
Who knew you loved that aspect of cooking? And Joseph Dequise is always happy to be entering into culinary diplomacy. I do understand that. In your mind, and this is the very essence of culinary diplomacy, is the easiest way to win hearts and minds through the stomach? Through eating?
Yes. I believe that very special aspects of culture, including food, including music, these are the pieces of culture I think that are non-discriminatory, especially when we see what's going on in the world today, some of the tensions, whether it's ethnic tension, religious tension, social, political. No one cares what the color of the cook is when it comes to eating. No one cares what country the singer came from. So I think that with this opportunity with food, I have an opportunity to use this event as a way to bring people together who probably would not otherwise have come together.
Great points. So you are raising awareness and funds in this case for the Nigerian Association of Fort Wayne. What's the focus of that organization?
It is a community-based organization that was founded on the grounds of bringing newly transplanted Nigerians that are here now in Fort Wayne in America, just having them have a community here with which to gather, share, and maintain the feel of their culture, and always know that they have a home that's like the home they're used to here in Fort Wayne. We also have cultural showcases throughout the year. And we also pull funds together for a scholarship program for students that are members of the organization.
That's great. How many members approximately would you say?
There's a pretty significant population of Nigerians here in Fort Wayne. I was surprised to find it, but I guess maybe not surprised on the flip side because I know that Nigerians are a huge population around the country. But there is a very significant population of Nigerians here in Fort Wayne. And also, when you look at the wider picture of Africans in general, there is a huge range of African countries represented in Fort Wayne.
Well, I'm glad that they have such a wonderful organization and, of course, that you're a part of it. And now you are reaching out or reaching forward to share this kind of an experience with the community. And the menu is going to be celebrating a fusion of African flavors, I understand. How does that translate under the very capable and creative hands of the Joseph Dequise staff?
Well, the menu will definitely be a focus of Nigerian cuisine. Now, the fusion kind of comes into play with the hand of Joseph Dequise. and the selection that will come from their farm and their produce and their expertise. So they're bringing the touch of adding that elegance and presentation, and honestly just being able to even have this type of event in their space, you know, so it's more of a fusion of concept.
Sure, a great one. And then I'll have to ask how your passion, as well as your recipe collection, is going to influence that night's agenda.
The foods that we'd be serving that night are foods that I eat on a daily basis, right? So I'm bringing this kind of, I guess I hesitate to call it casual, but because it's an everyday thing for me, the food itself is somewhat casual, but we're adding that touch of elegance and presentation. So that's kind of what I'm bringing. I'm bringing what my everyday is to someone who is not familiar with this at all. So it will be more than likely exotic to them. I think that in itself is also representative of the relationship between immigrants, first generations, and I guess in this case, non-Nigerians, kind of the merging of the concepts of what's casual and everyday and known combined with the unknown and the exotic.
Okay, Nkonye, not to spoil the surprises that await, but are there any hints or tips to offer the guests that you have coming for this night?
I won't say much, but just make sure your hands are clean and that you're ready to eat with them.
Thank you for that. And enough said.
Just be ready. There are a few dishes that I think represent Nigerian cuisine very well. There is an element of risk that we're allowing in here. So the options will be there. If people want to try it, they can. And if they don't, they can try something else there that we have that night.
There'll be plenty for everybody. That way it sounds like.
For sure.
What else Nigerian is going on that evening besides the wonderful presentation of the meal?
Definitely music is a huge part of Nigerian culture, of African culture, so that can be expected with no doubt. There will be some level of commentary into what people are eating and maybe information on some of the spices that they'll be tasting and that type of thing.
So it's really inclusive and engaging for everybody there.
For sure, for sure. And equally as important, it's not even just about coming to eat. It's coming to experience, coming to almost fellowship with people, interact with people. I'm hoping for a mixed crowd, and I think that will only add another level of spice to the event.
Indeed. Mighty tasty, yes, to follow your thought, to be sure. Fort Wayne really celebrates and embraces its cultural diversity and Konya and its individual cultures. It always has. How does our Nigerian community share its traditions and keep them alive, even as they are assimilated into our own local culture?
I think that this is definitely an area of opportunity. There's always ways to get better, but as it is today, it's going to take more people willing to step out and say, hey, I have something I want to share. Let me show it. And that's kind of what I'm doing with this. I didn't set out on I want to go do something just because. It really was, I have something to share. I do see that some people are interested. Let me see if I can do this in a bigger way. But the Nigerian Association in particular, we do put on an annual showcase during the time of Nigerian Independence Day, which is the 1st of October. So very timely for this event. And it's a cultural showcase. There's music, there's dance, there's food, that kind of thing. And then also, just to speak to the larger African community, there's participation in some of the annual festivals that take place here in Fort Wayne. There's a food festival that takes place each year, independent of the Fort Wayne-hosted festivals.
So there really is a variety of ways that everyone, in particular, people of the Nigerian culture, can remember and keep true to their rich cultural heritage. It's not an endangered species.
I wouldn't say it's endangered as of yet, but I think we have to pay special attention to make sure that the generations that are coming up are fed knowledge of their culture, are fed a sense of confidence and pride in their culture to the point where they can go and share it with other people.
And want to.
And want to share it with others as well.
Certainly that makes sense. And what about after this evening of Nigerian culinary diplomacy? Could we see a Nigerian restaurant ever here in Fort Wayne, do you think?
I think it's possible, and in my perfect world, that's what would come next. And if not that, maybe a series of events that highlight Nigerian culture, African culture, through food in particular, and even music, honestly. I think there's definitely an opportunity here in Fort Wayne for a wider range of diversity of not just the food, not just the music, but experiences, diversity of experiences and cultural experiences. And I think that in itself also helps to bring the community together.
Amen. And yes, I wish our community luck on all of that with events like this and individuals like yourself out there advocating for such. Then I see that that is certainly, hopefully, on our horizon. And last question, Nkonye. Besides a full stomach and a happy heart, which I bet people are going to have after this event at Joseph Dequies, what do you hope every one of your guests will be taking home with them?
I hope everyone would take with them a heightened sense of appreciation for what's different, for what's not their own. And then that heightened sense of realizing that on the surface, we may look different, we may sound different, we may do different things, but we're actually the same when you really look at the essence and the core of what drives those actions and what drives our consumption for the things that we love.
Nkonye Mwalilu, a Fort Wayne resident, is a Nigerian food connoisseur and cultural advocate. Nkonye, we so appreciate your sharing your time and story with us. Have a wonderful gathering and bon appetit.
Thank you for having me. Nodi Ohuma, that's goodbye.